Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to This Day Rocks from Vintage Rock Pod, the ultimate classic rock podcast, with new episodes released every single day. I'm Paul Stevenson. Thanks as always for hitting play. Now, today is December the 22nd, and it's my granddad's birthday. He is still going strong. There's no real rock connection for him, sadly, other than the fact that he used to drive me and my drum kit all over the place to gigs when I was in a band in college. So there you go. Anyway, December 22nd seems to be a bit of a dark day in rock. We lost mountain legend Leslie West at the age of 75 on this day in 2020. And on this day in 2014, we lost Joe Cocker as well. Back in 2002, it was former Clash frontman Joe Strummer who died of a heart attack aged just 50. Sadly, I never got to see The Clash live, but I did see Joe with his band The Mescaleros. They played live, I saw them, which I was very thankful for. And it was on this day in 1987 that after a party with Rats' Robin Crosby and Slash from Guns N' Roses, Motley Crue's Nikki Sixx suffered a drug overdose and was pronounced clinically dead. He did miraculously recover and come back to life, though. In strange other news to lighten the mood, on this day in 1988, during an interview, Phil Collins made a joke about making a film version of Goldilocks and the Three Bears, starring Danny DeVito and Bob Hoskins. But you know what? DeVito and Hoskins both agreed to do it, and apparently Kim Basinger apparently agreed to be Goldilocks as well, but sadly, the film never got made. And finally, on this day in 1976, Bob Seger earned his first gold record with the live album Live Bullet. It's a cracker. But for our main show, we're going to look at a man who turns 74 years old today. Yes, born on this day in 1948 in Illinois, and I presume is attempting to blow out those 74 candles from his cake, is the lead guitarist with Cheap Trick, Rick Nielsen. Well known for his elaborate style and custom five-neck guitar, with Cheap Trick he sold more than 20 million records worldwide and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016. Now, unfortunately, I've never managed to interview any of the Cheap Trick guys so far, but I'm going to play you a clip of an interview I did with Runaway star Jackie Foxx, who told me this great story of a show they headlined with Cheap Trick in support.
Cheap Trick opened for us at a couple of venues, and they were the nicest guys. I loved hanging out with them. They were generous. They were funny. And I do have a great memory. We did a show in Michigan. It was actually two shows per night with three bands. And the three bands were, the opening act was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Second build was Cheap Trick. And we were headlining, which is right there. That blows my mind. And during the first show, Cheap Trick was playing. I forget how this was set up, but there were these monitors that we heard ourselves through, were up kind of high. It was like an orchestra pit, and there were some audience people in it, and then the regular seats started. And somebody in the front of the regular seats was heckling Rick Nielsen of Cheap Trick. So Rick jumped up onto one of the amplifiers and started spitting good and plenties at the guy who was heckling him. During a song, never missed a note. So he had these in his mouth, and he would just kind of go like, da-da-da-da-da. and spitting at this guy with dead-on accuracy. We was just hitting him every time.
The wonderful Jackie Foxx there. You can hear the full interview with her on episode 60 of Vintage Rock Pod. It's a fascinating insight into the crazy, turbulent years of the Runaways. It gets dark, it gets deep, but it's one not to miss. But that is it for today's This Day Rocks. I'll be back tomorrow with more on This Day Rock Goodness. So until then, take care.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.